KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school cross-country action last night around the area, Red Oak hosting its Tiger Cross-Country Invitational. On the girls' side last night, it was Taylor McCready of Atlantic picking up the victory individually, 21 minutes 3.21 seconds the time. Bedford's Emma Lucas finishing second. Grace Lee Castor of Harlan placing third. Also for Atlantic, Ashley Wentz placing fifth overall. Pluma Pross was 10th. Some others in the top 20 locally include Charlie Adams of Griswold, who is 12th. Madison Botos of Atlantic finishing 13th. Zoe Hasty of Cam was 14th. Emily Soigling of Atlantic placing 15th. Anna Young of Griswold was 16th. And Abby Altman of Atlantic running 18th in last night's meet. Harlan ended up winning the meet with 28 total points. Atlantic was second with 40. Red Oak with 95 third. Griswold was fourth at 105. Cam at 126 points for fifth place in that meet last night. On the boys' side, it was Southwest Iowa's Adam Thompson winning that meet. Atlantic's Jalen Peterson running second last night. Cam had Dakota Holiday running third. Harlan had Trey Gross and Drew Vogue also finishing fourth and fifth last night. Also among the top 20 locally, Atlantic's Cale Pellett placing ninth. Evan Brummer of Atlantic was 10th. Joshua Brownlee of Griswold was 17th, while Nathan Brockman of Atlantic ran 19th last night. In the team competition, Harlan with 44 points, the champs. Atlantic 57 points for second. Red Oak had 86 points for third place. Clorinda was fourth with 104. Southwest Iowa at 105 for fifth. Griswold was sixth with 153 points in that meet last night. Also in cross-country action over at Ballard last night in the boys' Class B race, it was Gilbert winning the team title with 52 points, narrowly edging Nottoway Valley, who had 58 points for second place. Nottoway Valley had three of the top eight finishers. Bryson Wallace was fifth, Tyler Braheny seventh, and Joshua Bowdler finishing eighth for the Wolverines. On the girls' side in Class B, it was Humboldt winning the team title, Creston placing fourth. Nottoway Valley was 10th overall. Creston's Brielle Baker had the best area finish, placing 11th last night for the Panthers. High school volleyball last night from the Rolling Valley Conference. It was Peyton Sherdan over Orient Maxburg 3-0. Collins Maxwell Baxter beat Glenn Ralston 2-0. In the corner conference, East Mills 3-game sweep over Clarinda Academy. South Page wins 3 in a row over West Nottoway. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley beating Lamoni 2-1. Central Decatur over Nottoway Valley 2-1. And Central Decatur beat Lamoni 2-1. Well, the Radio Iowa football rankings this week have Audubon at number 2 in the 8-man ratings. Don Bosco is ranked number 1 this week with Audubon right behind. Sydney also in the top 10. They're at number 9 in this week's 8-man poll. In Class A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is rated number 1 with St. Albert at number 2 in this week's poll. Also in Class 1A, it's West Lyon on top with Van Meter in at number 4 and AHSTW ranked number 8 in this week's polling. Williamsburg heads up the Class 2A poll. It's Cedar Rapids Xavier on top in 3A. 4A, Dowling Catholic is ranked number 1. Lewis Central is at number 6 in this week's Big School Radio Iowa poll. Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley is the co-offensive player of the week in the Big Ten this past week. The senior, or the sophomore from Menominee, Wisconsin, completed 27 of 41 passes for 333 yards and 5 touchdowns, helping to guide Iowa to a come-from-behind overtime victory on the road at Iowa State. He became the second Big Ten quarterback with at least 300 passing yards and 5 passing touchdowns without an interception in a road game since 1997, and the first Hawkeye with 300 yards and 5 touchdowns passing in any game since 1987. As he completed passes to 9 different receivers. That's his first weekly honor. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell is confident the Cyclones will bounce back with a good effort this week. After a heartbreaking loss to Iowa, the Cyclones prepare for their first road test when they visit Akron.
You know, it's one step at a time and it's one day at a time. And so I think we're in the right place, but I think I'll know a lot more as I watch Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday's practice and obviously the evolution to get to game day come Saturday. But really look forward to watching our guys and seeing our leaders respond.
Campbell says the Cyclones bounced back with a good practice on Sunday.
I think we're just ready to go play. I'm ready to see where our football team is. I'm anxious to get back on the practice field. It's great going back to Ohio, absolutely. But I also know what's waiting for us in Ohio, and that's a great challenge. And so first road game, and look forward to that challenge for this team and to see our response as a football program this week.
Former Auburn coach Terry Bowden is in his sixth season at Akron. The Zips are 1-1 after a lopsided win over Arkansas Pine Bluff.
He went into a really tough situation and has really, I think, breathed life into that Akron football program. And, you know, 2 years ago, playing a great bowl game, have a really good team, and you just saw him continuing to build. And, you know, I've got a lot of respect for who he is, certainly how he's handled himself. Sitting in those meetings, being the young guy, just listening to guys like him and Coach Solich talk about what it means to build programs and how to do things. So I've got a lot of respect for who he is and certainly what he stands for.
Campbell says the Cyclones showed some progress in their loss to Iowa.
I think the thing that you walk away from Saturday's football game as a real positive is both sides of the line being able to compete and really play at a high level against what you would say is a very veteran group on both sides and a very talented group on both sides.
Cyclones quarterback Jacob Park has been sacked just once in two games. Campbell says that is a result of Park's decision-making and improved play from the offensive line.
Jacob has done a really good job getting rid of the football and, you know, making his reads and distributing the ball where it needs to be. You know, I think it was a combination of everybody so far this season, and certainly knowing who our identity is and what's at least our game plan to give our team success early. I think that's allowed us to maybe protect the quarterback a little bit better as we start the season this year.
Cyclones on the road this Saturday. Also in college football news, Mississippi's football program has begun its hearing in front of the NCAA's Infractions Committee panel nearly 5 years after the governing body first launched its investigation. The Rebels are facing 21 allegations, 15 of which are classified as level one, which the NCAA deems the most serious. The charges involve academic, recruiting, and booster misconduct, while former coaches Houston Nutt and Hugh Freeze were in charge. The school has already self-imposed several penalties, including a postseason ban for this season, 3 years of probation, scholarship losses, and recruiting restrictions. Luke Falk will remain the starting quarterback when number 21 Washington State hosts Oregon State on Saturday. Falk struggled in the second half of Saturday's victory over Boise State and was removed from the game. Tyler Hilinski led the Cougars to a 47-44 victory in triple overtime. Well, the Minnesota Vikings renewed acquaintances with Adrian Peterson on Monday, but they didn't allow him to do much damage after building a 10-point halftime lead. Sam Bradford completed 27 of his 32 passes for 346 yards and three touchdowns as the Vikings whipped the New Orleans Saints 29-19 last night. The Saints led 6-3 until Bradford hit Stephon Diggs for a pair of scores over the final 4:08 of the first half. Diggs had seven receptions for 93 yards, while Adam Thielen racked up 157 yards on nine catches. Rookie Dalvin Cook rushed for 127 yards in his first game since taking over the top running back chores from Peterson. Peterson did little against his former team, carrying six times for 18 yards in his first game since leaving Minnesota. The Vikings also did a great job against the rest of the Saints running backs while limiting New Orleans to 60 yards on 21 carries. Also last night, the Broncos got a second chance to pull out a 24-21 win over the Chargers. Shelby Harris deflected Young-Ho Koh's 44-yard field goal attempt with a second left. Koh had nailed the kick moments earlier, but Denver coach Vance Joseph called timeout before the snap to ice the kicker. That block came after the Broncos had blown most of a 24-7 fourth-quarter lead. Phillip Rivers was held to 115 yards passing before adding another 77 yards and two touchdowns in the final period. Trevor Siemian threw a couple of TD passes to Benny Fowler and ran for another score to help Joseph win his NFL head coaching debut. Well, the Arizona Cardinals could spend a significant amount of time this season without their top running back. Cardinals coach Bruce Arians says David Johnson dislocated his wrist in Sunday's loss at Detroit and probably will require surgery. Arians said Johnson, the former UNI star, is seeking a second opinion. If the original prognosis is confirmed, the injury is the same one that sidelined rookie TJ Logan in the preseason. Logan is expected to be out 8 to 12 weeks. Well, the Cleveland Indians are one win away from tying the longest winning streak in American League history. The Indians made it 19 consecutive wins as Francisco Lindor drove in four runs and Jose Ramirez added a two-run homer in an 11-0 dismantling of Detroit yesterday. Cleveland's magic number to win the AL Central also drops to six. Jose Abreu had four hits and Adam Engel crushed a three-run homer in the White Sox 11-3 mauling of the Royals yesterday. The Royals are now 3 games back of Minnesota for the second AL wild card. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto beat Baltimore 4-3. Yankees over Tampa Bay 5-1. Texas beat Seattle 5-3. In the National League, Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 7-0. Colorado beat Arizona 5-4. San Francisco handed the Dodgers their 11th straight loss 8-6. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.